Turner Valley, Alta. Scams using high-pressure tactics to make potential victims lower their guard continue in the foothills, and there are several warning signs to look out for, say Foothills County RCMP. On May 21, a Turner Valley resident lost over $3,000 in a phone scam, where somebody posing as bank security pressured them into purchasing prepaid gift cards to clear up an issue with their account. The victim purchased the gift cards and provided the numbers over the phone to the scammer. Corporal Ryan Eckersley with Foothills RCMP said even though the phone number of the caller might look legitimate, these types of scams typically originate from overseas, and once the money is gone, it's usually gone for good. The people doing the scams use software programs to mask their true phone number. The phone numbers always come up as looking local, Eckersley said. He reminds people not to let pressure cause them to pay immediately. Banks or the Canada Revenue Agency will give you time to pay and have a legitimate process in place to make a payment, Eckersley said. There's no reputable agency that accepts gift cards as a form of payment, he said. Retailers who see anybody buying a large number of gift cards can ask the customer what the purchase is for if it seems out of the ordinary. Potential victims can get caught up in the moment, Eckersley said, and it is that sense of urgency that scammers prey on. He said slowing down and thinking about the situation can often save people from becoming victims. It's almost good Samaritan diligence to try to get them, the customer, to take pause, he said. If you do truly think they're being scammed, and they're not hearing you, you can phone the police, too. Stopping a fraudulent transaction can save someone a lot of money, Eckersley said. Beware of high-pressure tactics and demands for payment up front for future services, Eckersley said. And if you are suspicious, call police. Legitimate companies will often have equipment and business cards, and will want a deposit up front and the remainder at the end of the job. In this case, the suspect had a truck with some asphalt and was looking for payment up front to start today and finish at a later date, Eckersley said. Full payment up front is the biggest red flag, he said.